At a recent birthday party for my youngest son, I witnessed a miracle. 8 boys, all active, running around causing mayhem kids, were smiling, swimming, playing cornhole. In 2005, my in-laws built a house where family and friends could gather and laugh, debate politics, gather around the fire. They also built the house for us. We joined in the planning and design, selecting finishes, light fixtures, and paint colors. We also lived there on the second floor when our boys were toddlers, a place of rest and solitude. Many a holiday were spent there. We made crafts in the kitchen, opened presents, and watched A Christmas Story for the 20th time. Joy and friendship were the hallmarks of that house. My kids learned to ride bikes and skateboards, carving endless circles around the garage, racing each other in games of tag. We built a tree fort, and I built a raised garden which was eaten each year by pesky deer. The home was filled with family antiques, with photos from my wife's childhood in Minnesota. The tangible held intangible weight. And the intangibles, those times of wrestling on the floor in my boy's room, of curling up on the couch during a power outage with the fire blazing, of cool summer afternoons swimming under the waning sun, the memories are all that's left. Their home, our home, is now gone. I cannot express the sorrow I feel for them, for my wife, for my kids. My family now lives in Marin, and we are forever tied to Santa Rosa, to that home. And today, I will trek up to the City of Ashes to support family and friends in this crisis. I will face the pain that so many face in Napa, Sonoma, Lake, and Mendocino counties. In these shocking events, all that remains is the dignity of love. We hold on to so much in our lives. While the tangible losses grow, we must cling to the intangible. It's all that's left standing. With Perspective, I'm John Weller.